There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him. And,
yep. Most regrettable.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, bad guy. Him. Yeah, when he did the imitation of Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. I love Jeff Dunham. My favorite is jalapeno on a stick. Love that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I guess there's a biggest level. Oh, go ahead.
He was the biggest thing in Branson and fucking whatever. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I guess there's a level of talent that comes with being a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
But you're right. He did make his money off of,
Who farted t-shirt wearing people.
Oh, I was thinking off of social stigmas and things of that nature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He did make fun of the Middle East a lot.
And the Hispanics.
With his Ahmed guy and whatnot. Yeah. But it was low brow.
Yeah. I'd have to imagine looking out at his audience as a sea of white faces.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I'm with stupid and then stupid.
Yeah.
Isn't this fun?
Yeah, exactly.
Type of people who might go to like a Ricky Lake taping, you know? Remember her?
I watched her.
Yeah, she was the best, honestly.
For sure.
Like I searched for Ricky Lake over Springer and Ellen and all that.
Yeah, what we're gonna watch
television.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, the Rosie O'Donnell.
We're gonna watch
show.
Oprah. Yeah. Come on. Ricky Lake was about that life.
Yeah. You know the Rosie O'Donnell show, man. That stage smelled like fish.
Oh.
Yikes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Is that still like a medium of television? Like is
apparently daytime talk shows?
Yeah, yeah. I think so, but now it's like it's all different.
It's round tables.
Now it's like Judge Holden.
Oh yeah, the judges are the most paid daytime TV people now.
Yeah.
You are correct.
But who would think I'm on from 12 to I'm on from 1 to 2 p.m. on ABC. Like who is watching that?
Yeah. Somebody who that is just watching filled that? Up and with Mexican food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watching that.
Yeah, you're the average age of your demographic like 85.
Yeah. Yeah. Retired.
100%. Yeah.
Got to be retired.
The View, right? That's still
The Talk. Oh. They just recently disbanded one of those. I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah. The View's still going strong.
Okay. Yeah, The View
always
should be
will.
Outlawed. Certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect. It's not The View unless everybody's yelling over each other. It literally is just a squawking band of.
Yeah. I showed you that clip recently of Coleman Hughes on there.
Yeah.
One guy. I mean, you got Whoopi and that's the only one.
Joy Behar, isn't that one of them?
She was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Joy was actually decent.
Was she?
There's that Alyssa Farah or whatever, something like that.
They got rid of the blonde Republican chick, whatever, Hasselbeck
right
or whatever.
Republican, right hand.
Yeah. I mean, she was so stupid, though. She'd be like, well, just chime in.
Well, women deserve to be in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant.
Right, yeah, exactly. That type of thing, yeah.
But just watching Coleman, such a brilliant young man in here with a bunch of idiots, just idiots, like Whoopi, like talking about experience as a kid as like that's still today, like totally dismissing, the other like 70 years of her life or something.
Yeah.
And then everyone just like, oh, well, there's one thing I really need to ask you and call you out about, Coleman. And it's, what do my notes say here?
Yeah.
What the producer gave me?
I have here is hold on, I can't read that real well.
I haven't read it yet.
My peepers out.
Yeah. It's awful. It was awful.
You completely mistook everything Martin Luther King stood for. And he's like, well, actually, if you read his book. Well, no, because he's not that kind of guy well, actually. He was like, okay.
Well, you might remember that two paragraphs later, he says the exact opposite of what you're saying right now.
No, remember she said, no, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Straight up.
And he's just like, well, let's not get into that. You know, anybody can go read the book for themselves.
Insufferable.
That's funny. Yeah.
And you like, okay, so you get rid of the Republican chick. Now, like, it's all squawking in the same octave now,
right?
You know, it's unlistenable garbage. Yeah, it really is bad. And Whoopi's already subjected us to Sister Act 2.
It's like so one of the most annoying noise in the world.
Yeah.
Turn that on.
Yeah. Oh. Did you ever catch Whoopi's radio show? She did radio. She did New York radio for like 3 months.
Really?
It's the word. Wake up with Whoopi.
Just about every celebrity or musician has at some point tried to do
radio. Oh, yeah. And it always fails.
Most of them. You're right.
I think Eddie Van Halen or something, he did it for a bit. Yeah. Yeah, you've had them all.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll literally fire a studio full of talented people to bring in fucking, you know, the dude from Dawson's Creek or whatever.
That's one of his favorite things to do, actually, is radio. What's that? Petey Pablo? One of his favorite things to do with radio. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Some are good at it.
Or wherever
it was. Yeah. But for the most part, especially if you're an actor, that's where you're definitely going to fail.
Speaking of Atlanta, a lot of Atlanta rap artists have done radio. Yeah. What's his name? Ludacris did radio for a little while too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Ludacris is quite, dude, one of my favorite moments in radio is when Ludacris was on there with Patrice and Patrice just totally called him out about being white collar, super not gangster, you know?
That's and awesome.
It wasn't like a call out. It was more like, let's talk about this,
right?
You know, that you're definitely not a gangster, like like all that stuff. And, you know, Ludacris was uncomfortable at first, but then he opens up. That was like real radio, man. And then like,
went to a private Christian school. Oh, yeah,
all
up
of
and
it.
Stuff.
All yeah, of it, yeah. Yeah. But that,
I saw him in a commercial the other day.
Yeah, he was in
was a State Farm or
Reese's,
something.
I think, or something.
Yeah, maybe it was some candy. Yeah. It was a bad look for
him. He's like stinking in the studio and then he eats a Reese's cup or something. And then his hair starts growing.
Yeah, is that one? Where he's like wrapping off and his hair just keeps growing.
His hands are getting bigger or something.
This is a different one. It was something. It was a white guy paying too much for something or something other. And then it like pans and there's Ludacris telling you, you should be doing this.
Yeah.
And then the commercial ends.
Yeah, perfect.
So he's making the rounds, I guess.
Yeah. I don't get that. It doesn't make me want to buy your product more. Isn't Pepsi good, Al Pacino? Like,
but you wouldn't try a product that was pitched by your favorite comedian, especially if you had never tried it.
Well, I mean, a comedian is different for me, I guess.
Right.
They're not celebrities in that. And if they are, if they lose their status, they can still do comedy. That's why I said actors can't do radio, because they're going to be looking like, who's going to write my next line?
Yeah. Right.
You know?
I find it, this is just me personally, but maybe I'm not the average consumer, but if I see somebody I like in a commercial, I'm like, oh, man, is this what you're reduced to? Yeah. But I also know, like, you can't turn down the money. You can't turn down the money, you know? Yeah. We were talking about Caitlin Clark this morning, and I've seen online where people are like, man, you believe she's debasing herself being on, I think it was a State Farm commercial or something already, and it's like, dude, that's... She's making $75,000 a year for the WNBA. She's going to have to do some.
She just signed a Nike deal.
Seven-figure Nike deal. So, I expect to see her in some commercials, and then I try not to make me feel worse or to make me think less of her. I won't, not at all, but because the money. You got to take the money.
Got to take the money.
I saw a tweet that said, do you still call them tweets?
I think so.
Okay. I saw one that said, now that we see WNBA players getting, you know, 10-figure contracts, we're going to start seeing them tricking all over the United States and flying their boyfriends to the next city.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. We were talking about that. Yeah, $75,000 is egregious. She should definitely be getting paid more than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you brought up a great – or you had the – I didn't have the actual numbers, but without anybody having to tell me that the WNBA does not make – like a drop in the bucket of what the NBA makes.
$60 million a year versus $2.7 billion.
Yeah,
it's a huge difference.
And matter of fact, as we speak of Caitlin Clark, she was the sole reason that the women's NCAA championship game garnered more views than the men's this year.
And the same with the draft earlier this week.
Right.
I mean, I forget how many millions of nearly 3 million people or something tuned in. It's probably all more than the rest every other year combined.
And first time that 99.9999% of those ever watched a women's draft.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Seriously. And then it was probably just to watch that and then turned it off.
And then one thing you got to factor too is because everybody's weighing in. The freaking president weighed in. He's like, yeah, he's like, congratulations, Caitlin Clark, but this is a perfect example of how men are treated more fairly or women treated less fairly in this country. And it's like, I mean, yeah, you got a point. Don't need Joe Biden weighing in on it. Yeah, but there's a couple of things keep in mind. I mean, the WNBA season half as long. They play half as many games, and the season stretches half as long as the NBA. So that gives them a chance to go and play elsewhere. One of the big places, weirdly enough, is Russia.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Brittany Griner was there. She wasn't there just like visiting Moscow or something.
Buying weed.
Yeah, just buy some narcotics from, or buy a vape pen from.
Yeah.
Sorry, narcotics. I still read stories where like she was charged with narcotics. Like marijuana is not a narcotic.
Nah.
It's a roach of a joint.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. She was getting paid like $1 million a season to play for, I don't know, Eki Bastutz or whatever team she was playing for.
Yeah. I mean, think of it this way. If you have $2.1 billion and you want to spend $75,000, you don't even have to think about it. If you're a 60 millionaire, you know, I'd have to look at the paper. I'm gonna look over my $75,000 that I'm spending. Like, exactly. I got to be a little more careful.
You only got one pie, and everybody's exactly. gonna get a big.
What's the percentage of that? Because if you actually did the percentage of $75,000 to $2 billion versus the percentage of $75,000 to $60 million, it'd be so much different.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Big time.
But you made the point. Anybody that's like all outrage, and there seems to be a lot of them about Caitlin Clark's pay is no doubt she should be getting paid more than $75,000. I mean, her NIL evaluation is over $3 million, but anybody who's concerned about that. Buy some jerseys. Watch the games. Yeah, buy.
You got to participate in the numbers of the people watching.
Yeah.
Speaking of the jerseys, Caitlin Clark sold more jerseys than any other WNBA player in the history of the WNBA combined.
Yeah.
The day they
created her WNBA jersey because she got drafted.
Yeah.
She sold more of those jerseys than any other.
Well, I mean,
isn't that crazy?
Not really.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Let me ask you, and you may know.
Okay.
But name one other WNBA player other than Caitlin Clark, except for Brittany Griner, just because she was in the news.
Lisa Leslie. And the only reason why
brought
I know
her last time
is because she was like one of the first. And I remember when the WNBA became something.
Right.
Was actually opened the 90s. The first year. Yeah. Or late 90s. Yeah. I think you're right. And it was exciting. I thought it was cool. You know what I mean? That there was going to be WNBA. Lisa Leslie. There was another one that was with her. And I can't remember her name.
That bitch with the crooked teeth. That's you won't know her name is the thing.
But you're right. That's all I watched for a couple of games, a couple of seasons, that was it.
Yeah.
Because you
got to become, if you want the WNBA stars to get paid like NBA stars, you got to make it your whole life. You got to be worried about, you got to be thinking about the NBA. You got to be watching the offseason. You got to be watching Shaq and Charles Barkley talking about it.
Exactly.
You got to buy the thing. You got to buy the jersey. You got to watch the sponsorships. You got to do all that.
I'm curious if there's a carryover of this, meaning does this have longevity, or is this just one of those, peaks? And
WNBA cannot hang their hat on one person. Caitlin Clark's out of it.
Exactly.
Who else? What?
She overdoses at an after party or sprains her ankle or something. Or Greg was saying this morning decides she wants to have a baby in a couple of years. But to go back to the history of WNBA, that's an important thing to keep in mind. Is it even a quarter century old now? I mean, what was it, like late 90s?
98, maybe?
I don't know for sure. Whereas the NBA formed 50s or 60s or something. It's been around a long time.
So. And honestly, I mean, I don't know exactly why it was brought about, but I feel like some of it was like, why don't we have... women kind of being like that, but then they didn't even watch it. They got it and was like, nah.
Until Caitlin Clark, the WNBA was like one of the biggest jokes of the... in the country. I mean, I did not participate in the joking, but there was plenty of joking going about.
Oh yeah. Like, oh, he should be in the WNBA or whatever. Maybe you do well there or something.
The Simpsons had had their fun with the WNBA over the years.
And the only people who watched were guys. I mean, that's just, that just live, breathe and eat basketball. Yeah. That's what
we talked about that last week, right? There's women who watch sports, but,
I don't know.
They don't watch it. UFC is a little different. I feel like I've met like more chicks that like UFC than I do like football and shit like that.
Yeah, you know? 46 for the NBA.
Wow,
97 for the WNBA.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I mean, so the NBA has been a big deal for 70 years plus, you know, and
it hadn't been 30 years.
Yeah.
For the WNBA.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to take some time. It's going to take, like, if you want changes, it's going to take, like, at least a decade of every single person watching as much as possible. There's people who don't like basketball who watch the finals of the NBA, go to the, you know, and stuff like that. It's not comparable.
Yeah. I like, you know? I enjoy watching football on Sundays. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it.
Do you watch baseball?
No.
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 You like baseball, though. You
I enjoy it. I loved playing it, and I watched my son play it.
Right.
But I cannot watch it. I have been to a few major league games, and I thoroughly enjoy the atmosphere when you're at a game.
That's the only way you realize when it's America's pastime is, I think, when you're at the game.
Because there's so many things going in between the innings, and, you know, just the experience alone. Mm-hmm. Everybody should experience. The NBA games are very, very like that. During the timeouts and stuff, they have, like, when you try to break a record, a Guinness Book of World Records breakers, and like halftime, that people try to do
stack chairs, stand on them, or
so,
you know,
and it's, so it's
full court
neat.
Shots.
They always
stuff
give
like
you
that.
Some sort of prize in your seat when you get there. So it is neat.
Yeah,
those NBA, they have found a way to continue to fill the seats. The professional sports. Yeah,
I've been inundated and watching a lot of baseball shit, like, because we've been talking about it on the podcast. I don't know anything. Not this podcast, the sports one that I sort of participate in, and. I think I just, all I did was look up, like, what's the longest home run on YouTube.
And what is it?
Jose Canseco, 540.
540, cool.
540 Jose Canseco. And the only other thing I know about Jose Canseco is he tried MMA, and he fought, like, in Pride and fought that giant Hong Man Choi, who's, like, 7 feet tall, and he got battered.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure did. That's funny.
Yeah.
One of a few professional players, what's his name, went through Tough. He was a football player. I can't remember his name, but yeah, there's been
Matt Mitrione.
Yeah, Mitrione. Yeah. Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, there was a couple of them in there, but he was the big. I think he was like an actual. And then Brock Lesnar played for the Vikings, but he stunk it up really bad. He was really bad on the field, I think. Yeah, but I've been watching some MLB stuff, and it's just hilarious. Some of it, you know. The first thing I'd bring up, and I brought this up on the show earlier today, is how pissy and childish pitchers are. Like, it's great in the MLB, like anywhere else. It's a cool position. It really is. But it just seems like the most dainty. Here, I got a quick test on you to see if you all remember this. Look at your nails. You're gay, Jay, and you're not. Patrick, do you remember that from middle school?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
do you look at your nails?
How do you
like
look at your nails?
Like
if you look at it like this, you're a man. If you look at them like
that's
this, you're gay. This is how all MLB pitchers look at their nails. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're all so pissy. Like, so they can scream and jump up and down and go, yeah, when they strike somebody out. But when a batter, you know, hits one off of them, he's not allowed to go like, yeah, bring it on, you know.
Right.
And we were saying, what's the coolest thing you can do in any sport? And I'm going to put forward probably hitting a homer.
Hit a homer would be the greatest
thing. That's
got to
be one of
baseball,
the coolest feeling
for sure,
things.
For sure.
Dunking. I'm talking.
Dunking is a great feeling in basketball.
Dunking is, but it happens fairly often, you know? Like, if you can, then you can do it all the time kind of thing. And like
hole in one in golf.
Hole in one would be pretty big.
A punt return for a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. I brought that up.
Yeah,
punt return.
Punt return for a touchdown.
Return.
90-yard touchdown.
Yeah. For a defense.
Pick
six would be a great one.
With a touchdown. Yeah, touchdown. Yeah.
Picks, yeah.
That means it, right? Yeah, okay. So, you know,
and that's the,
I'm
and
a redundant
six.
Ass. Yeah. And then, you know, I guess, you know, slap shot, penalty shot, in
game winning goal.
You know, game winning goal,
sort,
stuff
yeah.
like that. But really, like that haul off, you know, you know, you get to just jog around. That's got to be pretty cool.
It's pretty,
because everything slows down when that happens. When you hit a home run, you're allowed to, you could just
trot around,
walk, you
right
crawl and, I think to the, you know, like just do the worm.
It would be
all the way.
You would be hit by the bat by the pitcher the very next bat.
Yes,
if you walked.
Exactly.
Just for the record,
yes.
I played baseball my entire life,
right? And they hate that shit,
that you would not be
so
batting.
Why are they allowed to celebrate and you can't flip a bat up and down and or, you know, like,
well,
kind
there's
of,
a level
you know,
of celebrate, like I said. up to a point, it becomes disrespectful.
Right.
And you will be hit by the pitcher the next round.
Yeah, that's the thing, is the pitcher can kill you. Yeah. If he wanted to, he could kill you like that and be like, it was an accident.
Yeah.
And in professional baseball, the saying goes, you have control as a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't hit anybody by accident. And high school pitchers, you hit people. Even college pitchers, you're just going to hit some batters because you're trying to get that placement. Mm-hmm. High school, you may just be wild. You know what I mean? You got a lot of kids that don't ever pitch any other time in their life but in high school. But with the majors, they figure, hey, this is what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can put it in
there's
the box.
There's no accidents.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you only get like two hits of a batter nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're out.
They'll throw you out.
And they'll throw you out. I saw a dude get thrown out during dubious circumstances, like the pitcher before for the other team hit the batter.
And then the next
and
one.
And then
hit.
The next one. And then he shows up and you're out. Like one pitch, you're out.
Like retaliation.
Absolutely. Retaliation. And yeah.
A pitcher that hits a pitcher.
Mm hmm.
They will be hit by the next pitcher.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. So, but then there's this thing that I've watched a 10-minute clip on of all this happening, the unwritten rule in baseball, which is this makes no sense to me. This is some pansy-ass shit right here.
A few unwritten
There's
rules.
A few.
Okay.
This was a collection of if a pitcher has a no-hitter going, you're not supposed to bunt. Frick that. Okay, so it's bottom of the ninth. And it's a no-hitter, and there's no chance of you winning. I understand. All right, try and give the pitcher a no-hitter. Fine.
You get a bunt, you grab both ends of the bat, hold it out in front of you, and just...
It's much easier than swinging wild.
Let's see. Let's say we're 10-zip,
mm-hmm.
about to finish the game,
yeah.
no-hitter,
mm-hmm.
and they pull a bunt. And two outs,
yeah.
Nobody on,
yeah. Okay, I can get that.
That
I can get
be,
that.
Yeah.
Here's one, the worst one, and the worst reaction to one I saw. Fifth inning,
okay. Majors,
the pitcher, majors,
okay.
Pitcher's team is one. It's 1-0,
okay.
1-0,
okay.
Fifth inning, and he's thrown a no hitter so far, and the dude bunts it and gets on base, right? Like
that's how you play the game.
That's how you play the game.
You're trying to win at that point.
The pitcher threw his glove. He's hollering at the umps. He's talking mad shit.
Bro?
Yeah. Basically, the idea is this pitcher. What is the other team supposed to be like? Guys, the pitcher's throwing a really good game. Let's not even try and hit it.
We're at the halfway point, and he's no hitter. Yeah. So we gotta protect this for him.
This is like we're trying to get rid of our guy and buy him next year.
Yeah.
So yeah, come on.
The crowd was booing at the runner. At the batter.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, dude, I'm on base.
Yeah.
I'm
and
on base.
Now we have a scoring run to tie.
Yes, to tie it. I don't understand if it's 10-0.
A homer wins the game.
A no hitter for a pitcher's gotta be, you know, that's a big deal. So you don't want to mess it up if your team is stinking it. But
I'm sorry, I threw a no hitter. I've never thrown a perfect game, which is no hitter plus
no walks.
No walks. No base on ball. Yeah, nothing.
Nobody
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a game. I'm trying to win it here. I'm going to get on base because if I'm on base and the next dude hits a homer off you, then we're up.
Exactly.
Then we're winning.
We're winning.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's just
that's
I don't
part
know.
Of the game
it just
five
seems,
innings.
Seems like pissy children on the mound sometimes.
Well, I was going to say, high school, college, you're taught to be. You know, keep your poise on the mound because the umpires will lean towards, you know, they'll tighten your batter's box. They'll tighten the strike zone if you're an ass on the mound.
Yeah.
And they'll open it up a little bit if you're very, you know, poised.
Right.
So
the umpire, a completely neutral official.
Supposed to be, yes.
Supposed to be. He's not a member of, they don't change umpires like with the team, right?
No, he's not with the MLB.
And Major League Baseball has their own umpire association, and that association it's a full-time job for them.
Yeah. Right, but the MLB can't get rid of umpires. Like, they can't. Like, they're part of an athletic commission, a union, and stuff.
Like a referee and every other sport.
Exactly. Just like that. So, I mean, they refer to the MLB, and the MLB refers to them as umpires. You know, like, they're separate entities. And I watched another video of this dude, Angel Hernandez, who's supposed to be the most notorious umpire for being just a dick, you know, and throwing people out for no reason, like, and then just making the game about himself is the big thing there.
Right.
Like, he's just like, oh, people came out to see me, definitely, you know, I'm just gonna throw. He threw out a fan. from like the third deck or something like that. Like some dude was hollering at him. Like, you know, not the third deck, like way up though. And he was like, "Get, you're out." Get like pointed up at him, "You're out." You know, 100 yards away.
And stadium security's just like, "Oh,
yeah, they have to.
Get them."
Yeah.
Yeah. I recently got threatened at my son's game, not me personally, but the crowd I was sitting among. He's like, "Y'all better shut it up." From the umpire. See,
screw that.
Yeah,
dude,
and
nobody nonsense.
Was even saying. Now I can understand if you're yelling explicit. Yeah, yeah, it's a kid. Sure. You know, yeah, in this sure. case. But
even like a Daryl,
it was more like, "Oh, that was a good pitch," or "Oh man, that was a strike." Yeah. It was stuff like that. Yeah, it was like, "Dude, you're that soft. You got to turn around and say another word."
Yeah,
yeah, like it's the Masters or something.
The team makes an error, and you're like, "Fuck off, Bill Buckner." Yeah, you get thrown
out.
Get
some fucking glasses, rump.
Yeah,
but like, that was my favorite one. Calling him rump,
and then kicking dirt. Literally, that actually happens. Yeah, it's insane.
It's funny. But covering up his plate.
But then I watched like wholesome baseball moments, and that's where I realized, okay, I can understand, because for a long time I was like, who designated this as America's pastime? Right. Who gives a crap? But like, when you go to a game or whatnot, like I was saying, some real American shit will happen at a game, you know? Like the dude who dove into the stands to catch a ball and he knocked over dude's nachos, who was right in the front there, and then he runs off to the concession stand and brings him back nachos to the fan. And all the time in the back, you're in dun, 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 dun. You know, everybody's got hot dogs. Everybody's drunk. Like, you know, that's America for real, right? All of that could only happen in America.
Whitey Bulger. It was nachos.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, sir. Yeah. So, you know, baseball's all right. I've come around to it in the past week. I'm like, all right. Okay. You know, I want to go to it. I've been to a game. It's a ton of fun, you know, watching. But
it's
watching
crazy the rivalries, right? I mean, well, you got the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I mean, where it's people like, you don't want to be at a gas station and those two of those fans meet up, because there's probably bad shit about that.
Right.
Happen.
Yeah.
The Red Sox have terribly bad luck. Like they
since traded away the great Bambino, right?
Yeah, Babe Ruth, the Babe Ruth curse.
Yeah, that's what it was,
the curse of the Babe or something like that. Mm. Yeah, and they haven't won since. Or
no, they actually finally did.
They did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Although, like, just to be fair to baseball, is that I don't think any sport gets anywhere as close as violent as like soccer does. Like in Brazil and stuff, I've heard where players have been killed by their fans.
Oh yeah, the hooligans
. If they choked. Missed a goal, lost the game. They are literally their lives are at threat. You know, under risk.
The fans ragdolling their body.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Yeah.
Although, like, I did not know you're pretty much allowed to fight in baseball. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Like, this is a 30-minute compilation of fist fights going on.
Well, you will get thrown out.
Yes.
Not like hockey. Yes. You just get a little timeout and you come back. Yeah, you're thrown out.
But the umps don't. They just they let it go.
Only
and
the
then,
teams
and then they
stop
pick
each
up
other.
The unconscious bodies and throw them out.
Yeah.
Yep. It was awesome. I watched that dude, his last name is Batista. He's like big hitter for the Blue Jays. And I watched, I watched him get absolutely starched by this other guy. Like just not knocked out, but really embarrassed and punched in the face very, very hard. Mm. And like he had his designer glasses on in his head, and he's just like all of it. Like the glasses went this way, the hat went this way.
But in hockey,
his gum was flying, twirling in the air in the slow-mo,
But in hockey, it's like, yeah, you just put him in ICU. You have to go to timeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And in hockey, you're allowed to fight until you hit the ground.
Yeah.
As soon as one of the skaters hits the ground, then they break
it. They also don't tolerate it in the playoffs.
Oh, really?
So it's regular season fights during the playoffs. It could still happen, but they definitely will
shut it down
quickly. Yeah. And they don't just, like, skate off.
Now, have you ever watched NBA fights on the court?
I've never seen anything.
Bro, like, you got to watch the compilations of NBA fights. There are, especially in the 90s, they would straight duke it out. And we're talking 7-foot dudes, 300 pounds. You know what I mean? They're not little fellas.
Was it tolerated or like a media breakup or like?
No, most of it's immediate breakup or, but some of them, it became a whole thing on the court. But
it's like insane. Like, but so when a fight happens at baseball, both dugouts
just
so it's like
we did that in
15 people fighting.
You do that in high school.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I've only had one guy attempt to rush the mound on me in high school. And you teach because you often have your own catcher. You know, sometimes you have a starting catcher that catches for every pitcher. But if you have enough catchers in the, you know, bullpen, then you got maybe. Well, anyway, you would teach your catcher. If dude starts working way, you shuck everything and you go grab him from behind, catch up to him. So no, it was definitely prepared for that as a pitcher or catcher.
I don't know who it was, but the best batter fighting pitcher video is the guy who rushes the mound, realizes it's going to take him forever to get there, so he takes his batting helmet off and just whips it at the pitcher as well. That's like a quick, like, we'll throw that first. And
did you watch the Nolan Ryan one?
Yes.
That's one of the greater ones. Man never had been rushed prior to that.
Yeah.
And he rushes him and he just instantly headlocks him and just gives him a few.
That was hilarious.
It was awesome.
Yeah, there's some good ones. So baseball's got some when you condense it down into little 7-minute clips, baseball's exciting as hell.
It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. It's
have very you ever
cool.
seen the pitch that destroyed the bird?
No, I don't know that
okay,
one. I feel like maybe I've seen it in years past. But
his
not
name is
now.
The big unit. I could write off Randy Johnson was his name. He pitched for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, I think. He pitches. He's famously one of the fastest pitchers we've ever had, like 106 miles an hour. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he pitches one of his fast ass pitches, and a bird flies in the path and hits it and literally disintegrates the bird.
I bet.
It just a poof of feathers is all you see. It's pretty crazy. And of course it's 90s, so it's not great video. Mm. You don't have but so it's like frame, poof. Yeah. You know, but it is pretty cool.
The amount of oddities that happen during, I guess, because baseball games are so long.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
And there's so many of them. Yeah. So the amount of odd shit that gets caught on camera, like one of the funniest ones was the swarm of bees. Mm. It was a swarm of bees in the back and the outfield that was all congregating on like one position.
Oh,
and it was just this big ass swarm of bees. The first hit of the game, first hit. Right into the swarm of bees, and the guy has the guy catch it in the fucking swarm of bees.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many games is like a regular seat? I mean, it's like 140? 100?
Yeah. Some 130, 140, something like that.
Just
crazy.
To win the damn thing, you could potentially have 7 games in one championship series. I mean, it's insane. Yeah. And that's 7 games for each level of the playoffs.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think the play-in level is only 5. 3 of 5. Best
oh, was that right?
Just okay. Just a play-in.
Just a play-in.
Yeah.
But
the rest number 7.
My gosh. That's a lot of games of baseball, potentially.
Yeah, that's the longest playoffs I think there is.
Yeah.
Makes
gotta be.
Yeah.
I think hockey is might be 7-2.
There and basketball
but they
play
a shit ton of games.
Basketball is also best of 7 in the latter 2, I think, or latter 3 or something like that.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But that makes sense. I prefer best of 7 because then you really get the
That's
best
fair.
Of the team. You know?
A bad night.
Yep.
You get to come back and do it up. I mean, the Lakers versus the Celtics in whatever, when was that? A few years ago where Lakers were down 3-0, down 3
First
games.
First time that ever happened, I think.
Yeah.
Or something.
They just won 4 in a row.
Back, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
You were talking about things that the baseball has caught. Just yesterday or the day before, there was a video of a T-ball game. Or maybe it wasn't T-ball. It was kid pitch or whatever. It was a youth league. But anyway, there was a foul ball that got hit over the fence from the other field. And as he swings, he hits both the foul ball and the pitch.
Dang.
So both balls go out like as if they were hit. It was hilarious. Yeah.
So which one is even do you count?
Exactly. Yeah. At that point.
Oh, okay. The best thing about baseball is the fan interference. When
Major League for sure. When they
so
reach out,
stupid.
To catch.
Yeah. When they reach out. So the rule is if the ball is behind the wall, then it's fair game. Like you as a player can still try and catch it, but a fan could take it off you.
Yeah. Technically, if a fan can reach out over and catch it, that's technically fair game to the fan.
No.
Really?
So you'll get thrown
pissed.
Out.
Yeah, they'll throw you out. But what I mean is that they're going to call it a
they will call it fan interference. So, and I'm not claiming, but
is it a ground rule double?
So, if they on one of the instances, a big fly ball all the way out, but it's still passed. So the fan had to reach out.
Yeah,
and it looked like the dude would have caught it. So they ruled that the dude caught it. and the out was given.
Really?
Yeah. So wow. If a fan has to reach past that wall,
yeah.
That ball is like, you know, they shouldn't be able to touch it. That's considered fan interference.
I'm pretty sure the Red Sox were going to win a series prior to them finally winning the World Series.
Right.
And a fan did that, mm-hmm. and it cost them the game in that moment.
And I'm pretty sure that dude, I think that's the dude who got like
yeah.
death threats
oh, yes.
like for his whole life. His yes. life was ruined by doing that.
They did a Law and Order about that guy.
Is that
a
right?
An episode about him, yeah. About a fan reaching out and catching yeah. and then all the death threats that came in.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Find him buried next to Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah. My favorite one was a ground ball that this guy scooped up that he thought would be all good. And,
oh, series. A fan is reaching out.
Quit listening to me, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
Siri. We already know it's called Law and Order.
Yeah. Siri. So, like, a fan, like, literally has to have other fans hold his legs to reach down and scoop up this ground ball. And the player comes up. He's like, what the fuck? You know?
How
and the
drunk would you have to be to think that that's a good idea?
Yeah. And then he looked so sorry for himself. His girl next to him pulls her hood over her face. And then
as the camera's zooming in.
Yeah. Absolutely. And they leave immediately.
Everybody hates them.
Everybody hates them. The entire stadium booing him.
Because in that moment, we're talking about a ground ball that if it's close enough, that it veered off, right?
It did. It looked like it could have been foul, but it wasn't.
Well, I was going to say, so it's probably right on the edge. So what happened was they scooped up a live ball.
Yeah.
So what that instantly makes it is a ground rule double.
Yes.
Okay. Now the batter, no matter what would have happened, gets second base.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So whether he would have been able to get third or whether they would have been able to stop him at first, you know what I mean? All of those things factor in. So I could see how that would upset a fan.
It's like technically up to the umps. Like the umps all say what would have happened. Hmm. And often it'll be like, you would have gotten second base or whatever.
No, ground rule double, that's hard and fast. If it goes like out of bounds once it's been in bounds.
Right.
And by that I mean, like, let's say it's a super high fly, it bounces and then goes over the fence, right? That would be a ground, because it's unretrievable by the player, but it has been in bounds.
Right.
Then that's a ground rule double.
Right.
And no matter where.
And I saw that happen when it bounces and a fan catches it or something when they shouldn't have, then that's awarded.
Ground rule double.
The one where the dude definitely would have caught it. Like, he definitely would have caught it, but the fan just sticks his dumb hand out at the last second and snatches it from him.
They ruled it a catch.
They ruled it a catch, and when they were all congregating, they were like, so it's like the umps are mic'd, so they're like, so it's whatever we think it would have been.
Huh.
That's what that was kind of like what they were saying. So we think it would have been.
Sure, that wasn't like a spoof, video.
No, that was MLB.
All right.
Yeah, I'll send you like it's incredible to watch the fans' faces. There's got to be nothing more embarrassing,
right? Oh yeah, absolutely.
Watching a dude completely sour a game, you know,
especially in a situation where it's a playoffs and you know. That
yeah.
ball, that out, or that whatever could be the game winner.
I saw one guy, a fan caught, like it was a fair, it was fair for the fan to catch it, but he tried to catch it. The player caught it, and the fan tried to rip it out of the player's glove. Like literally, like grabbed his glove and was trying to tear it out of his glove. It's like, damn, dude. You know?
They should definitely throw him out too.
Yeah, it seems like baseball fans are a little bit like overzealous or whatever. They like think they're a little more important. Like everybody goes there to get a freaking ball.
Yeah.
You know? Like, or have you seen the dude?
They snatch him out of kids' hands and stuff. Like all the time.
I'm going to say this. I'm on the record right now. If I catch a foul ball, I ain't giving no fucking kid, dude. That's my ball. You get no kid.
But would you snatch one out of a kid's
hand? No. Yeah. That's theirs, you know? Yeah. But I'm expected to like hand it over.
Yeah,
screw that.
So what if it goes through his hands, bounces right into your hand?
Oh, that's my ball.
I love it.
Butterfingers? What's he said? Yes, it sounds like a
you
problem.
Get you a glove.
Get you a glove.
If it hits your glove, you should have caught it.
Yeah. But a kid is going to go home and at least play with it. What are you going to do? Put it in your junk drawer?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to try
my ball,
on eBay or something? Yeah, you're eventually going to like throw it away. You're going to be like, I don't have room for this.
Dog will play with it.
Yeah, exactly.
The announcers say the same thing every time somebody's getting caught, getting kicked out. They're like, that is quite the expensive souvenir that fan got.
True. Damn.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about fucking baseball. What's out? What else is happening? You got UFC 300.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched most of it.
Nice.
Well, I say that. I got home late, watched the period I watched before I went to bed at like 9:30.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So I actually watched the rest of it the next morning, I watched the rest of the highlights the next morning.
It was pretty wicked. Yeah. Cool time. We had a fun party. Well, you know, good amount of people showed up. Jay, wish you could have been there, but Jack, I understand you had games to watch.
Yes, tournament in McAllister. Yeah. McAllister. Unfortunately, they lost the last game, so we came back. But
2 hours away.
Three. Three hours. Well, from here, 2.5. Yeah, maybe 2.5
all the way up the turnpike, right?
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. It was a nice kind of like bunch of dudes getting together, you know?
Yeah. Okay, nice.
And I guess I had some.
My wife came along.
Yeah.
She was like, I got us a babysitter. And I was like, oh.
Well, that's fine.
Poor wife. All right,
I'm going to go ahead and talk about it.
Here we go.
I'm going to talk about
it. He's going in.
All right.
I've been waiting on it. No.
I got asked. You know, I was texting everybody the day before. This is the times. This is the place. And
you
this
told
and that.
Me the day before.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody asked, do you think I could bring, like, do you think it's cool that I bring, like, my wife and my baby? Baby.
Yeah. You
know? And baby and that does like, not sleep till, like, midnight or something, at least from what he's told me before.
Yeah, like, no real schedule on this baby. You know, and...
So baby, that means baby crawling.
Yeah.
Not even crying, but like crawling on the floor in front of the couch where all the, a bunch of hyped up dudes and.
Yeah. All the debaucheries happen.
You've seen what I do.
The drinking and.
Yeah. When Kamaru Usman got head kicked, were there. I ran. We freaked out. Like I ran across the fucking whole house, you know. Was taking my shirt off.
No. We had alcohol excitement going on.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
I wanted dudes and their cool ladies to feel free. I wanted it to be a fun party. You
I like
know?
How like, you said cool ladies. That means at least one dude out there that you know that lady ain't so cool.
Let me say it almost doesn't matter. All right, I'm gonna get you guys. Don't have to say nothing if you don't want to participate in
all
this.
Right.
I'll take the heat.
I don't mind at
I'll
all.
I'll take the heat. Inevitably. That's sausage parties in your 30s are the best. All right. In
you
your 20s, not so much. You're not, because we're all shacked up. We don't, you know, we're not looking for anything. So when you're shacked, it's best to have just a ton of men. And it doesn't matter who it is. At one point, you're going to see a woman go, hey, I need, like, they need some, or a fight, or some kind of drama, or like something happens.
Can you step
we're
outside?
Like, yeah, step outside. You know, we got to walk away from the fire. There's some issue that needs to be resolved.
Between the man and woman?
Well, between the man and woman. And it's like, and also dudes act different without their ladies.
For
I mean,
sure.
it's just a fact.
Touché.
They might laugh at a jerking off joke that they would be like, well, I don't ever do that, you know,
exactly.
Alone in the closet, which is the only quiet space I get anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so, I mean,
well, that's because wives instantly think you choose jerking off over them.
When instead,
only we're jerking off because you didn't give it to us.
Either that or we're treating it like a medical condition.
Exactly. I just didn't want to bother you with it today. That's all.
And me either. I only got so much time.
Exactly.
I got 2 minutes.
Exactly.
You know,
in the
deposit one in the shower and move on, you know? And it's like, and now I'm relaxed.
I need
now
some clarity.
Now I can make some firm decisions for the day for you and our child, you know? So you better be thankful.
Exactly.
For that masturbation.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, so I'm sitting there, I'm painting over how to craft some, like, oh, you know, my sister's place is like trapdoors and there's like rabid dogs running around and there's like murderers there and stuff.
There's
I
rats.
Don't know.
There's rats that bite babies.
Yeah, there's baby bite
They'll
rats.
Eat them, dude. Just eat her right up.
Yeah. Like the school of piranhas.
I told him, dude, just be real with them. Be like, man, there's like drinking and dudes.
Yeah,
like, you don't want your bae. Like, what a weird thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't. Like,
it's like bringing your bae to a bar.
You don't do it. Like, yeah. I mean, in the 80s or 90s, I know I got taken to the bar a lot when I was a baby, but that and maybe that explains some things, but nowadays things are different, all right? Like, the Department of Human Services gets a lot more funding nowadays to investigate shit like that, but...
there can't be babies around me when I'm doing UFC fights.
What a weird thing to just be like, hey, bring my whole family with me. And
you never know when a grappling match will just break out during a UFC fight.
Yeah. Hey, let me show you something.
Exactly.
Let me show you how that...
show you that you arm in. Yeah.
And it's like you put me in that position now to have to say not only the triangle submission, but then you put me in the position of having to be like, oh man, like
you know better. Why am I having to tell you? Why are you putting me in this position? Right. You know better. You know, here we are. We're about to decide who's the best nation in the world, Armenia or Brazil. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Damn it.
Things are about to get real heated here.
None of the Americans won. Nobody.
So, yeah, I mean, like a baby crawling around while I might jump up, run around, be like, oh no, what's that on my foot? Like scrape it off like gum.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't.
Somebody would be drunk enough, like, let me come here, kid. Let me show you a thing.
I'll show you a
half choke neck hold or something.
During a guy's night, we even put the animals in another room so we don't trip over them because we're drunk. We're
rowdy.
Our
sister did that. Put the animals. She knew better. I'm not gonna have these. God knows, a bunch of drunk guys, what they're gonna do to them.
And I put. Like, I'll just read it. I was like,
all you had to do is be like, bro.
I said, man.
That's funny.
Man. Dot, dot, dot.
Three A's. Man.
Yeah, man. It kind of sounds like it's going to be a party type thing. There should be quite a few people coming with the dogs and stuff. I honestly don't know. Do you think it would be a good place for a baby?
Is yeah, good. Okay.
Throw it back at it.
Yeah, good
job.
Alcohol and unknowns.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Like, I ain't
put a baby there.
My baby's never going to, I'm not going to a party where there potentially is people I don't know there. Yeah.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, come on. It's 2024. You can't do that.
Germs? I mean,
yeah, germs.
People bring germs.
Or post-COVID? Yeah, you got to be mindful of that stuff.
But so I was sitting there thinking about how do I craft this, you know, like, punji stick, trap fall, rabid dog text, and I'm like, I end up settling with the truth. Like, I don't quite know all the people that are coming, and there's, you know, who knows, this big drinking environment, you know, and the text I got back was like, dude, I totally understand, absolutely.
Yeah, perfect.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Sweet.
Did he not come then at all?
No, he came.
Cool.
Without the, so he got his time out.
Maybe all he needed was the text that said, hey, babe, it's probably, you know what I mean?
That's what it was. Now, he's not the asshole.
Exactly.
Now I am.
Exactly. You know? But that's cool because I'm cool with being an
asshole.
I don't
give a shit.
If I'm in Dutch with one of my friends' wives,
exactly.
Dude, wow, has nothing ever been more less skin off my back?
Yeah. But still, it's like I wouldn't even have to tell my wife, dig her out of that. Oh, she would not. She would. Yeah. Now, we do have a baby. We could put her in a back room and she would sleep. You know, she goes to bed at 7 o'clock.
That's a different story.
That's a different story. You know, no harm, no foul at that point. But even at that,
you know that she may wake up if y'all get a little loud.
Yeah.
They have to leave.
They have to be like, shit, baby's up.
Gotta go.
You know, we gotta go.
That's the risky run.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, not like, oh, well, I'll just let her play in front of everybody.
Right. Here in the podcast room.
I don't want to watch my language. I don't want to watch my step. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
100%.
Yeah,
and kiddos getting old enough where it's, hey, you better watch your language.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah.
For sure. But bro was cool with it. He came and
cool.
enjoyed
yeah,
himself
yeah.
anyway.
Yep, yep, yeah,
got Schlizzy.
Yeah, got cool. Yeah,
he didn't
absolutely.
Have to watch for his own kid.
He didn't
this
have
way.
To watch out.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah.
But love this it. Is also
or
this
deal
is,
within.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say this is the same guy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this is the same guy, but I'm not going to say that it's not the same guy who the last time I invited him over, I was like, hey, I got a couple buddies coming over. If you want to come along, we're going to have some drinks by the fire. And he writes back. He's like, well, what's your wife up to? And I was like, well, she's just going to be chilling.
Weird question, bro.
A little bit. But the con.
Yeah, I know.
There was, true. Yeah, I'll give you that. But
what's your wife?
My wife wants to come by too with the baby. And my wife was all like, she was like, oh, you hanging out with your buddies by the fire pit?
Yeah.
Like, oh, awesome. I've got this movie I've been wanting to watch. I got some snacks lined up. I'm going to have a good time.
Getting ready.
In pajamas and stuff. And like her hair all undid and everything. And then I got to go in there and be like,
yeah.
Yeah.
he wants to bring his wife and baby with him. And she's like, you're shitting me. You know, not yeah. that she totally loves these people, but
she wasn't in the mode for him.
Wasn't yeah. in the mode yeah. for
him. She was like, yeah. oh, my dumb husband's going in the back. I'm going to chill up here. Yeah,
she loves her time too.
Yeah, yeah. Watch a Vincent Price movie and chill out.
And I wasn't just like, and especially in that situation where it's like, he knows who's over at my house.
Yeah,
there's no one. No, it's just my wife is the only one that's in the house. You know, yeah. I couldn't craft anything to be like,
yeah, you know. I'd sooner so ruin
actually,
a
she's
friendship.
About to go to bed.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could have wrote, oh, dude, she's tied up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's
she's
it.
Sick.
And yeah, but I always fear the follow up. Like, I don't want to lie if I don't have to.
Yeah, and then when you lie and then have to lie on top of the
yeah.
lie,
yeah. you always get caught because you have to stack lies
for sure.
from then
dude,
on out.
And I'm such a bad liar that my lies, I feel like, just get so fanciful. Where I have to start calling people to be like, dude, I need you to, like, if anything, anything happens.
Halfway through the night, I need you to bring up, so how's Caitlin doing?
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
Task your friend.
I've had those situations where I told my wife, you can't be seen, okay? I told them that you're not home,
yeah, you have
and that I can hang outside, but I can't go anywhere or do anything because it's just me and the baby, you know? So I was like, you just have to hunker down, keep the lights off,
and hide your car in the shop. The moment she's accidentally saw you, like, oh, you're home, babe.
Oh, you must come through the front door and put pajamas on quickly.
Oh, that happened recently where I told Buddy was just like, hey, you know, I told him like the day before, I was like, oh, let's hang out and have a couple tomorrow night. And I just forgot about it. And this is the kind of guy, he's like, scrawled in his calendar, dude. He set a phone reminder. I forgot because I have shit going on.
It was the best part of his day.
He was already like, can't do it tonight. Okay, I guess tomorrow, I don't know if he'll even be alive tomorrow, but we'll try.
All these beers will be drunk by then.
Dude, he calls me. He's like, hey, I'm on my way over to your house right now. Or not even that. He's like, hey, so what, you ready to hang? I'm like, dude, it's the wife's gone and everything. And then he sends me a text. He's like, I'm actually parked in your driveway right now. And he sees like wife's vehicle there.
Oh,
she got airlifted out.
Yeah, and I had,
her sister drove her.
Yeah.
That's where I just had, I was like, I'm sorry, babe. You know, because I hadn't told none of this to my wife because I didn't think anything was happening. I didn't think there was anything I was going to have to tell her. And I'd be like, all right, look, this is the problem I've got myself in. And if there's any questions, say that you just got home. Somehow between when I texted that I was alone and he pulled up in our driveway, you miraculously showed up.
Yeah. Right? Touch the hood of your wife's car and it's cold.
Touch the tailpipe.
Yeah.
What are you, a damn deputy or something?
Like
investigator?
Columbo? Yeah. Fucking hey, I was lying to you. I don't want to be chilling.
Yeah.
Geraldo Rivera.
I hadn't even thought of that until I was reading through a police report recently, and they were questioning a guy, and he's like, no, he was like accused of assaulting a guy and his wife, and
been here all day.
He was like, I've been here all day, and they touched his, and like tailpipe was still warm. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's clever.
Yeah. It's like in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly when he finally finds the cigar that still smokes. Yeah.
Teach you in police academy, huh?
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
So that all happened, and then what else, man? That's been my thing.
Trump on trial, I guess. That's been going on.
That's still going on?
Dude, I have not. I guarantee there has not been this much media attention on anything since maybe the OJ trial, to bring up last week's conversation.
Oh, wait a minute. Old girl shitting on the bed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't
yes.
forget about that one.
Yeah, let's not
a lot
forget
of media.
Depp case.
Amber. Yeah.
That one hurt. But like the minute by minute updates, I'm seeing like live scrolls, live news feeds of it. Looking into each of the jurors' lives, like they got they're putting their names out there, their hobbies. I mean, because this is the questions that are being brought up. It's the most difficult thing in the world, I have to imagine, to find an impartial jury pool when it comes to Donald Trump, you know, and how he paid off, how he paid
everybody
hush money to a porn star. Yeah, everybody in the world. Yeah, I mean, you don't
either love
that's
him
what
or
he's
hate
on trial
him too,
for?
Probably.
Yeah, and it's not that he's on trial for making hush money payments. That's totally legal. You can do that. It's that he used he illegally represented. Yeah, maybe it was campaign funds that the money he used.
The whole Stormy
thing? Yeah,
that's what this is all about?
Exactly, dude.
I thought it was about the January 6th shit.
No, that's coming up. up. That's coming up. He's going to have like two trials going on at the same time.
Okay, well, this one's not. They're both kind of nonsense.
This one's stupid. This is the weakest of the cases because it's not even the idea of standing is very big, right? Who has the right to bring a suit or criminal case against somebody? And in this case, it's they're trying to make it a felony. Charges when it should be a state crime. I care about the case so little that I haven't even really looked into it, and I feel like all this is going to do is just boost Trump. It's not like any Trump supporters, like if he gets found guilty of it, which he
they're
certainly
gonna
could,
change.
They're going to change.
Exactly.
And if he's acquitted
guess
of it,
I'll vote for Joe Biden now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, please. And if he's acquitted of it, do you think any liberal out there is going to be like, yeah, I guess he's all right. Yeah, he's not as bad as I thought he was. Yeah,
it's not going to change vindication. A single vote. I don't think.
It's not going to change a single vote. It is. I mean, historic. It's going to bring up the big questions, like. If he's convicted, he's a felon.
Can he run?
Yes, yeah. He can.
He can. There's nothing that says that he can't. It's just, again, it's just, you know, now it's just going to be the argument, you really want a felon to be president? It's like, well, if he's a felon of a charge that I never even gave a shit about.
That would be
interesting. And then it'll be like, a felon, you know, like he's still fighting fist fighting pedophiles is what they believe. They believe Trump is literally every single day karate kicking a pedophile into a dumpster.
Democratic
every day.
Pedophiles.
Democratic pedophiles. Yeah, like Tom Hanks.
Because a conservative one is like a traditional kind of guy.
Yeah, that's just a dude, you know.
From
like,
Alabama.
Where else are you supposed to stick it?
Yeah.
I seen a video of a guy praying to Trump.
Oh, yeah.
To help
praying save, to Trump or
to
for
Trump,
Trump?
To, but, Trump,
okay. To Trump
to save him in that moment because the police were about to spray him with pepper spray.
Oh yeah,
please God, and they're taking my rights away.
Please God, Trump.
Yeah, please Trump, save me, Trump, save me. Yeah, seriously.
Wow, pretty crazy. Good.
So yeah, this is still, it's like 30 something counts of this because they've like each payment or whatever or each letter in the check that was
make
written
it sound
to
worse.
Stormy
exactly.
Daniels.
Is that counts. Why he wasn't at UFC 300? I think he should have been. It would have helped
to show up. Huh?
He was not there.
He couldn't even go to his son's graduation.
Oh damn!
I'm pretty sure.
Dude, that's dirt. Like Barron's. That's
that's high school graduation. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Or college.
Just
I don't know
how
for sure.
Stupid I am and fickle I am. Like I didn't really know much about Trump's involvement in UFC and stuff and how instrumental he was actually today. So like I was like, ah, Trump's an ass, whatever. I'm like, you know, and then I see him at UFC, I'm like, fucking hey, Trump, dude. Yeah. Like, all right, dude.
He's looking good, dude. He's looking for being only a few years younger than Biden. I mean, you can't compare the two.
Oh no.
Especially
in their cognitive ways.
Like, yeah. He's still an orange ass I would never
of course.
Vote
yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
but
yeah.
Like I'm, you know, I'm like coming around a little bit where I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I get it.
It's still voting for the lesser of two evils in many cases. It's the
but
worst.
He ain't going to destroy democracy.
Yeah, which one's worse? You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't see Joe Biden as evil.
I don't
either. Like, even if it came
not
out
evil,
that he stole a ton of stuff, like, I'm like,
I mean,
just a hack.
Yeah,
he's a hack.
He can't stand on his own two feet, can't say two words, you know, two sentences straight.
Oh, not
Trump,
actual evil.
Yeah, not actual evil. I'm just
he's
saying
a standard,
the evils
it's a metaphor.
Of,
yeah. Standard political corruptness.
Right, exactly. He's been a politician his entire life. Whereas Trump, you know, grab him by the pussy and paying off hookers is one of the worst things, or the worst things he's done.
I think Trump's a little evil. I think if he
there's
could piss in the mouth of everybody in America, he would do that.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would do that.
And he's just all ego. That's not, I mean, just no.
Yeah,
and
a lot
taste
of ego
the gold.
There for sure. But there's a lot of ego with Joe Biden, too.
Yep.
Yeah. That level of ego, for sure.
And I hate the zero sum, like, you either win or lose. That's it.
Sorry. Scrambling through somebody else's quote.
Yeah.
Spilling
vanilla ice cream all over himself.
I love the, because there, I guess he has stolen a lot of quotes in his presidency, because, and even as a senator and stuff, because there are a collage of him saying, misquoting quotes of others.
Nice.
Like JFK, Ronald Reagan, Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, literally everybody is kind of crazy, actually.
I love that.
As badly as he's quoted, misquoted people over the years. Democracy is the backbone of the working
the
people
thing, word
in America.
Another word.
See, and that's the whole thing. This Southern District New York case against, you know, Alvin Bragg. I'm sure you've heard the name by now. You know, he's the prosecutor who launched this. And he was elected, his campaign to be elected prosecuting attorney for the district was like, if you vote me in, I will find something
to charge Trump with. That's hilarious. And it's not like it's
false advertising to me.
He's not on trial for giving hush money payments to a porn star while his wife was pregnant at the time. That's not illegal whatsoever. That is just standard procedure when you have that. Yeah, that's a scam.
If you're a billionaire, you've probably done that a few times, actually.
Absolutely. It's just
if you did just outright kill them, like that's the best hush money. That's the best hushing money can buy.
The problem is he had Michael Cohen do all the arrangements for him, and of course they had a big falling out. So he's one of, and he's trying to
argument
curry favor, you know, and now he's going to be one of the witnesses in this whole thing.
Crazy.
And trying to find let's just say a non-liberal person in Manhattan where this case is being, like, a non, you know, educated, rich, liberal, progressive thinking kind of person. Yeah, good luck with that. I mean,
they find somebody from Wall Street or something, right?
I would consider the three of us fairly progressive thinking, even though I wouldn't consider us liberal.
Can
I state that?
He would have a lot better time if his jury trial was here in Broken Bow, Oklahoma.
True.
Than if
100.
Than in Manhattan.
Acquitted on all accounts before the trial started.
Yeah, I don't even care.
Yeah.
He's innocent.
Hails, bails. He'd let me fly my rebel flag. That's all I need.
Yeah, he may have shot my mother-in-law right in her trailer, but she was asking for it.
Yeah. done me a favor.
She shouldn't have voted for Biden.
Wish she was my mother-in-law.
Wish Trump would adopt me.
What else been going on?
Nothing, dude. We're on the cusp of World War III. I don't want to get into it.
Really?
I don't want to get into it.
No,
I'm just kidding. But it's Iran is embarrassing themselves again.
I saw Trump. Speaking of Trump, I saw him like smack down a tweet about Iranian president guy.
Oh, really?
Iraqi president, whichever one is.
I've got the perfect solution to the Middle East, except for let's have the Jews have whatever they want, is my opinion. And then the rest, we pave over, enjoy a giant mall. That's that. I wouldn't mind that. Like, just pave it all over and put like the Mall of America, the real Mall of America outside of America, and just have like, I don't know, all of that.
Can we talk about how Oklahoma is in the next decade going to be one of the biggest tourist traps, and I say traps, in America?
Yeah, because it's not
Eastern Oklahoma, right?
No,
30-mile stretch.
No, two projects have recently been announced. Well, I say recently, in the past 6 months have been announced.
What do you mean by trap, though? Like, you get here, you get lured, and you realize it's...
But no, yeah, number one is
scopolamine in your drink.
Veneta, Oklahoma. They are building a 2.2 Veneta, Oklahoma. It's just north of Tulsa, I think, northeast of Tulsa.
It's nice.
They're building a $2.2 billion Disney-style theme park.
Holy crap.
That is not a not. It's called like it's not. A, it's not, a, it's not affiliated Disney. With Disney at all. And then in downtown Oklahoma City, they are starting construction on what will be the tallest building in America, the third or fourth tallest in the world.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
What is it? Yeah. What's the purpose of it?
It's going to be luxury apartments and dining.
Offices,
it's going to be a whole metroplex of malls and the whole thing. But so Oklahoma's going to have the tallest building in America and a $2.2 billion theme park that's designed that's kind of based off of Disney style.
Well, man, you see the coast is going to shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, exactly.
The east and west coast is just going to shit.
And think about it. To fly to Oklahoma for anybody,
it's
wherever.
It's like equidistant.
Exactly.
Quite Nebraska, I think, is the smack dab is, but who cares about Nebraska because it's cold and boring and flat? Like, Oklahoma is a sleeper hit.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City is a cool city.
It really has been.
It's been on a lot of like top 20, you know, it'll probably make it easy in the top 20.
And with addition of the Thunder, they became a market.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? A full on market.
See, a lot of comedians, musicians, all that. It's a venue.
Yeah, you can't. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm just yelling. But I'm just yelling.
Well, I guess you win then.
You cannot go on a tour without stopping in Oklahoma City. You can't do it.
True.
And Tulsa as well.
Yeah. It's actually a very up and coming city as well.
And right around Tulsa is beautiful. Like, it's really, really nice up there.
And here in Southeast Oklahoma looks like Arkansas.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like quote unquote Oklahoma, like the plains. You know what I mean? We look like the mountainous areas.
I believe it was you who showed me like a 3D map that someone did. It's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah. It's stunning. You know, Oklahoma is
is a stunning state.
You'd be surprised. And,
come on, Oklahoma, the play.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Oklahoma. And the Corral, and the
musical.
Yeah, which was not the OK Corral.
Which was not in Oklahoma.
Nevada. It's a tombstone. Yeah. But yeah, it's all good. Same thing, dude.
Similar.
Yeah. It's all good.
That panhandle and some of that panhandle? Western.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's a lot of dirt farms and stuff out there.
But it's like classic. Like Oklahoma has a ton of history. Killed a ton of Indians here.
Still to this day.
Lots of cave people, robbers that stayed in the caves and stuff. Yeah.
Cave people.
Cave people too. You know,
And I mean, meth.
Okay, Branson. Awesome. Branson's boring. All right, I've been there. Blah. But if you want to go somewhere that's like badder than Branson and in every way except being actually bad.
Yeah, yeah.
The exit than the opposite.
Like
of
the
good.
90s version of bad.
Exactly.
Dude, that's bad, dude. That surfboard is bad, dude.
Yeah. But Hochatown, man, it is like Branson on meth, all right? And and I mean that smaller. In the best and smaller. And I mean that in the best of ways. As it's got like a Wild West kind of quality to it a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still it's just a lot of fun. You never know what's gonna happen. It's set up at a parking lot in a Bendigo's for a while, man. You'll see some crazy shit going on.
It's funny, in the same county, one half is like just trashed for being a methy, horrible thing, and then the other half is like awesome. I mean, everybody loves it, you know.
The lake.
Eagletown versus Hochatown. Just those two things.
But there are a lot of people in Eagletown now that are really making it something. Oh,
they
got
the Dollar General popping up over there.
I can't make fun of it. If I make fun of it on this, I made fun of it once. Somebody in the live came in and be like, I can't believe everybody always trashes Eagletown. It's like, what do you think? I mean, of course, everybody does.
So anytime we get something, if I'm missing something, it's like got stolen out of my yard, I just have to go a few miles west and I'll find
it. Every time I need to take a shit, it's just right onto Eagletown. Like, right onto the... So, I'm sorry, you know? You're just an easy target.
Yeah, and that's just one of those things, because we know over just across the line, we ain't no better, all right? In many ways, we're much inferior, okay? And we're
that's
just jealous.
Well, no. We're just jealous. definitely not. Lorries, I'm jealous of. I wish I have Lorries in my backyard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Lorries is a little convenience store.
The Mountain Fork Eagle One Stop or whatever it is. That was pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm. Which is that just down
the street? Right
I haven't been to that one.
The feller who, owned
it. For me, I feel like one day I'm going to have to fight the people that go there. Like, I'm a Lorries person. I'm going to have to, in a Warriors style. Okay.
Right. I don't think you'd be on the winning side of that. I don't know.
You don't think?
The feller who owned that, is the Eagle One Stop?
Now it's Mountain Fork One Stop. Yeah. But it was something. Like that. I don't remember.
He just passed away just a little bit ago, right?
And Melody.
Staple
now
of the.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Staple of the community.
She's one of those. She's one that had the weed shop / sex shop. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There
oh, just
town.
A little.
Next is it, few doors down.
Is it a weed shop too?
It's a weed shop now. Not a sex shop anymore.
I stopped in there for that purpose, not to buy a pocket pussy. I mean, it's like they were like, "And our pocket pussies are over here." I'm like, "No, thank you."
I checked it out one time, and it was the prices on everything. It was like, dude, you know, like Amazon exists and Walmart sells this stuff too, right? Like,
oh man,
like, it's because they're heading to the river.
Yeah. You got to pick up your fake mouth, your fuck mouth.
Yeah.
Like
right next to your
floaty. A convenience. And yeah, exactly.
They had something that I'm going to be honest. Maybe I'm just, an innocent flower or something.
Curious enough or what?
Not this curious, but I had never seen before, didn't know it exists. It was a face strap. Like a GIMP style face mask, like even like the zippers over the eyes.
Bring out the GIMP.
But then it had the dildo that
attached
came to the mouth, off the mouth.
It wasn't
I don't know if it was two way or what, but I that is just
give the old wife a good chin fucking. What's in the box? You'll find out quick.
Well, I just when I think of that reminded me of the sword on the on the one.
That's right.
Yeah, what's seven deadly sins.
Yeah, or
is that what it's called?
No,
what was
it's
it
just
called?
Seven. It's just seven, right?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, with Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
When I was good.
What's
one.
In the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Great movie.
Great movie. With all that.
I got to pee.
I got to piss, okay, and I have nothing else. So
that's a terrible place to leave this.
No, it's great.
I'm sorry. Let's not with what you're saying, but with what I had to bring up.
No, I saw that thing.
What I saw there, and I was just like, I'm just going to go home and renew my vows to my wife.
I'll end it here then. I went in there, and this is an Eagletown. Okay, this is how I know. I went in there and I was perusing the paraphernalia.
Okay.
And there's like alien pipes and Scooby-Doo pipes and Rocco's Modern Life pipes, Beavis and all this and stuff.
That, everything in between.
Everything in between. And I'm like, I'm looking, can I just a little thing, like clear,
just the regular,
you know,
old school, a bullet.
I made the mistake of saying, do you have any like straight pipe?
We don't have heterosexual pipes here. No.
Yeah. And she's like, oh yeah, right over here.
Damn crack pipe.
Pointed at the crack pipe box. And I said, no.
Straight.
Take me four.
Oh.
Yeah, like straight. Like,
you look like
not
you smoke
goofy.
A little rock.
Do I?
Nah.
I can't believe I got.
You look like you enjoy food more than smoke rock.
Yeah, definitely.
Nothing wrong with that. To the list. It looks like he can't ride a bicycle, and definitely
of the two of us, they would say I look more like I smoke rock.
I kind of agree. I'm gonna go with that.
Exactly.
And in all fairness, if you anybody who smokes crack can definitely ride a bicycle. I mean, they've had to steal plenty of them, I'm sure, to support the habit.
Yeah, I can't be both, Patrick. I can't smoke crack and not be able to ride a bicycle.
Exactly. That wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it's not crack.
Yeah, if you go with the other one, I also don't look like I know where my birth certificate is. Oh, then yes. I can definitely smoke crack. So both of those, you know,
you sold your birth certificate.
Yes, sold it.
And your social security card.
Yeah, a couple times.
Into Queen.
So that's that. And I said, no, thank you. I'll just leave this fine establishment. A good day to you. And walked out of the weed sex shop.
There's a guy working at Pilgrim's right now. They're like, hey, Tyler, okay? Oh, yeah, you'll slut Tyler. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's a sex shop anymore.
Oh, is it not?
I think it's just the weed shop now.
Oh.
Is that like state laws? Like,
you can't have both.
You can't have a sex shop
and
a dispensary.
Weed and have sex.
That leads to bad ideas.
Sex? Well, I saw that, like, and this is way back. I saw they were doing, like, singles nights, and I was like, oh, are they, like.
They have, like, pool tournaments and stuff there. They do a lot now, you know?
Yeah, pool tournaments.
Yeah. No, actually, it's kid friendly.
Oh, well, I was looking for the singles night.
They may still do that. I don't know. I'm
just looking for a glory hole, personally.
I might see a coworker there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right. That's the better place to end it. And we'll have something else next week. And maybe. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.